I love do the drumming and dancing, so, and stay here and not be in my company. So I'm like, oh, I might have my own dance company here, like that I can keep doing the thing that I love to do. That's when I formed the first Africa Yeah, which is all in Vermont, because I used to live in Vermont for 5 years. And after I moved here and start again Africa Yeah, because I want to keep playing.
So I came across this video on AfriGaia.org. It had dancing, playing, a lot of things going on at the same time. Does dancing with drumming come, is a traditional form of doing this, or is it unique to AfriGaia?
No, it's the traditional form of doing it, because at home, that's the thing we do. Drum and dance goes together. And in Africa, wake up 6 in the morning, that's your schedule for the day. And from Monday to Saturday afternoon, you go home. And the next day, next Monday is the same.
I had a question in mind. You are from the Ivory Coast.
Yes.
But you play West African music?
Yeah, I play some music from Ivory Coast and some music from West Africa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why I say that, because and Ivory Coast, if we in the center of Ivory Coast, it's totally different music. And now when you go to the north of Africa, because the north connected with Mali or Burkina Faso, so you say, I came together right there. So some of the music we play, you go to Mali, is the same thing. But Mali, in the center of Mali, they have a totally different music that is not same like Africa. So that's the connection right there. That's why we play West African music.
Could you illustrate some of the differences on the drums, please?
Okay. Now, just me for now. Like, and the Baoulé people, which is like in the center of Ivory Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So all the music, you know what I'm saying, is more like a bass drum. Now, when you go to the north, close to Mali, Burkina Faso, or Guinea, it's more like. But like the Baoulé people in the center of Africa is more like more focused on the bass and the tone than the slap, and the north is more like a slap, and also you can see like the difference also on the dancing.
Now, when we were talking before starting the interview, you told me that the drum was previously used as a form and a mode of communication.
Yes.
How so? Could you explain it for our listeners?
Yeah, but the drum, like before, like I tell you before, it used to be the telephone of Africa. The telephone. Why the telephone? Because that's the drum that the griot used to go around the town and to inform everybody what's going to happen. Or the chief of the village asked him to go and let everybody know that we're going to have a meeting. Only the griot, when he plays, everybody know that is some information after that. So when he start playing and everybody get together and say, okay, the chief asked us to be at the courthouse, people start calling it a talking drum.
And it's very commanding. There's no messing around.
Yeah.
So here we are in the studio with microphones, but these drums can be heard from a long way away.
So, obviously, the drumming plays a very, very important and it's probably very,
very
integral
very.
To the West African culture. Do you have different tunes or different rhythms for different life events? Marriage, birth, death, everything in between?
Yes. Like, we have like a different music that you play for for the ceremony, but we use the drum for everything. We have like a different drum that we use for the veille.
The wake.
Yeah, the wake, yeah.
Okay.
Night before that, you know, we have like a different music that we play all night, singing, dancing, and in the morning go bury that person.
And then it sounds like it's a different level of drumming, but there's also dance that's based on everyday life activities like fishing, like planting.
Yeah.
And each one of those activities has a movement, an expression in the movement, and a rhythm that goes with that particular movement. So there's this really deep and intimate connection in Africa with art, culture, and daily life.
Yeah, you know, like we're talking about like the fishing dance. Like the fishing dance, you can tell when they do the fishing dance, you can tell where those people they're from.
Okay.
The fishing dance. The fishing dance is from the south, from Africa, from the Ebriye people.
Okay.
From the south, so because they live right on the shores. On the ocean, so their life, their daily life is go fishing. Ngoro is more like when they go do work in the field.
Yes.
Stuff like that. So you see that in their movement.
Why don't we give them the rhythm too? Or activity. Show the difference between the fishing rhythm and the hunting rhythm.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
Ngoro.
Ngoro is the harvest dance.
Harvesting, yes, right. Correct.
Okay.
Women's dance. Thank you.
So that's how you put it together.
So these are, all these tunes are traditional tunes.
Yes.
Do you compose any of your own?
Little bit. The thing I do, I try to use like the same accompaniment and change it with like maybe two basses or mm-hmm. maybe two basses with one slap.
Yes.
Okay. Like this accompaniment right here, which is from the Baule people, Kotu. Okay, is. So I go, the thing I put it right there because I try to keep like the tradition always there, and I'll not change it completely. Have like the basic of like the tradition. So I go like that.
Okay, I was reading up on your blog. Students have actually reported hearing sounds that aren't there while they're immersed in this experience. How is that possible? And what sounds are they hearing?
I don't know. But every time they come to me, they say they hear something different. Yeah, they like they hear like we're playing right here and bring like a different echo to they hear that they think like they heard somebody whistling.
And I dance in the dance class, mm-hmm. and when you stand away from the drums, mm-hmm. you hear a whole different rhythm. And sometimes I am sure somebody is singing, and I look at every mouth, and no one's singing. But there's an overtone that you can hear when they all come together, depending. It's not always there. It's not the same.
And sometimes in the rhythms, this is a little different from what Angelo and Joanna are talking about, but I can hear some drum parts like horns. Like maybe that just relates that I came up in Motown and the P-Funk All-Stars do a music that is very reminiscent of this. Mm. So when we have a higher part in the drums, sometimes I can hear that as horns. I could swear that George Clinton and the P-Funk All-Stars are right there with me.
Now, there are a lot of events coming up for the group. Could you tell us something about that?
Let's see. We've got so many, it's hard to keep track. We just had a drum circle in Eureka. Then we have a very exciting weekend coming up.
Okay.
Starting with the Sounds of Africa event put on by the African Students Organization at the University of Arkansas.
Oh, great.
Yes, that's a wonderful opportunity to come in and see dance, culture, food, art. Afrikaya will be performing there, mm-hmm. and that event starts 6 o'clock. It goes 6 to 9 at the Student Union Ballroom on campus.
And are they tickets?
I'm a little unclear. I'm so sorry about that. Sorry. It's not. I think you could probably do it at the door. That's really essentially a banquet, a party demonstration at the campus. And then you go immediately, do not pass go, immediately from that event to the Whole Earth Lounge at 9:30. This is the first of a really exciting series that we're going to have. Second Saturday of every month at the Whole Earth Lounge for Afropop Dance Night, Fayetteville Afropop Night. Angelo's going to be DJing, and it's an opportunity to really get down and dance to a sort of nightclub vibe from modern African interpretation of this traditional music that you've heard here.
Okay.
So that's 9:30 till closing time of the bar.
Thank you so much for coming. It was such a pleasure.
Oh,
this
thank
was
you.
Spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Had so much fun.